Can you believe we're only a few weeks away from the NFL draft?
Yeah, it's just kind of, well, the NCAA tournament, we just go heavy with the NCAA tournament in March, so we don't do a lot of draft stuff, but now we got to start getting in the draft now that the
No, now we get to start getting into the draft. Yeah. You don't even like the draft. I love the draft.
No, I like draft day, Mike, the 3 days. All the hype that leads up to it, I think, is a little much sometimes, because you know why? I think we just talk and talk about all these guys the Packers are going to draft, and it never comes down to that. It's all the hype isn't worth what exactly actually happens on draft day.
Well, don't tell that to our next guest, because this is where they make a living.
Because he does a good job, too.
Joining us right now from CheeseheadTV.com, a guy who's been living, eating, breathing draft prospects. And you should see.
He's a big Brewer guy, too.
You should. Well, he's thank God he's got the draft to concentrate on.
You know, he's from Beaver Dam, so don't rip on Beaver Dam.
Oh, of course not. Beaver Dam's just a slight step up from Lamira.
Wow.
Joining us right now in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You see him at CheeseheadTV.com. He's our good buddy, Brian Caribou. Brian, appreciate the time. Good morning. And first of all, want to say impressive draft guide this year. Love it with Monty Ball on the cover.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And is the idea of the NFL draft and the hype of the NFL draft, is that allowing you to get through this Brewers season?
Yeah, right now, watching the Brewers and kind of stunk away another one last night, it's a little tough. But, the NFL draft, the preparations never stop. I mean, for me, they begin in August and September when the college season starts. You're watching all these guys getting ready for the NFL. So it's kind of the culmination now in just a little over 2 weeks away.
Always a big mystery on where the Packers are leaning, what they will do. It was Trader Ted last year in the draft. I have no idea what he's going to do. Do you have any hunch about what you might be able to guess for that first pick?
I wish I did, but the Packers have so many needs right now. You know, there's so many directions they could go in the first round of the NFL draft. You think if you just look at the offense and the defense, you know, the offense was still pretty good last year with Aaron Rodgers under center. They put up a lot of points. So the relative weakness is still on the defensive side of the football. That being said, the Packers could use a top-tier running back. They just lost Greg Jennings in free agency. They could maybe replace him. JerMichael Finley only has 1 year left on his contract. You never know what he's going to happen in the future. They could go tight end, and they still need, there's five spots on the offensive line. It's tough to get a gauge on what they're going to do, but that means there's just a lot of prospects they're looking at.
Well, it seems like it's a pretty open-ended question right there.
Where do we go from here?
We've got Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com on Sports Radio 1250 WSSP. Check it out now. Go to CheeseheadTV.com, and you need to scope out Draft Geeks, their incredible draft guide. Again, CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, Greg Jennings, gone. Double D, gone. One much more significant loss from a productivity standpoint, obviously. But does the loss of 8-5 maybe not in that first round, but perhaps in the second or third round, push Ted Thompson to look perhaps for the next good quality young wide receiver for this team?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all, because what the Packers have done under Ted Thompson, they've grabbed a lot of like second round wide receivers. Greg Jennings himself was one. Randall Cobb is one. Jordy Nelson, the second round. James Jones in the third. So they kind of have this penchant of going for those day two type of guys. And maybe that's what they do again. Maybe they try to use that first round to fill another need somewhere else on the team and then try to get that weapon there in the second or third round at wide receiver. Couple options they could go. A guy named Keenan Allen from California, he just had his own personal pro day workout yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's overcoming this knee injury, a PCL injury, so he's kind of maybe, you know, teams worried a little bit about that knee, but still a high prospect. So he's one name to keep an eye on.
The NFL draft, you know, you talk about Ted Thompson and how he likes to move up and down. And, you know, he's got one compensatory pick this year. Is that what it is? A fifth rounder?
Yeah, the fifth round.
He's got a fifth rounder. I'm really curious to see what he's going to do, because if he's going to move around again, if there's somebody who's really got his eye on, because you know when he was at Senior Day, there was a couple of guys he probably zeroed in on.
Yeah, the compensatory draft choices, last year the Packers traded up three times during the NFL draft, And that kind of ran counterintuitive to the way Ted Thompson has done business as of late. You know, he made the one big splash move in trading up for Clay Matthews a few years ago, but it's always been, he kind of got the nickname Trader Ted because he would always trade down in the draft. He would continue to get more and more draft choices. So, you know, he's kind of becoming tough to read because just when you think he's got all this, he's trading down all the time. Last year he trades up three times. So, you know, if anything, with the one compensatory draft choice, that might give the Packers a little ammunition to trade up this year at one point during the draft. Who knows at what round it comes in, whether they make the big splash move and try to go after another Clay Matthews type in the first round, or they kind of wait in the mid rounds.
The running back situation for this team, I mean, there's always the debate, of course, Brian, of how much the Packers really want to run the ball. But with the mystery of Cedric Benson out there, there was the discussion in the offseason about Steven Jackson. Mm-hmm. That fell through. But in your mind, Brian, is a running back a viable position for the Packers to use that 26th overall pick on if, say, a guy like Wisconsin's Monty Ball is there?
It's possible. I really like DeJuan Harris, who the Packers have right now. He's a small guy. He's kind of like 5'8", which is not very big. Kind of your jitterbug type of guy, but, built well for his size. He's thickly built for his size. But anyway, I kind of think he's the Lightning. They kind of need the Thunder to go along with him, kind of a complimentary type of back, a big back. So I'm not sure Monty Ball is that kind of guy, although I do like Monty Ball. But I think a guy named Eddie Lacy from Alabama, a guy named Le'Veon Bell from Michigan State, maybe outside round one, Stephon Taylor of Stanford. Those three guys are all real big backs, and I think they would complement DeJuan Harris and what the Packers have really well now. Those are guys who I think are more likely targets for the Packers. Monty Ball, he's a good guy. He's a three-down type of guy. He's the jack-of-all-trades. With those kind of guys, sometimes you worry about if they're the jack-of-all-trades, master of none. That's kind of, the knock on Monty Ball. But, he's got a chance to go late first round two, perhaps more likely a day two running back.
I think any way you slice it, I think there's opportunity for guys to come in this draft and be integral parts in this team, whether it be running back. They got to replace Greg Jennings. I think he'll draft a wide receiver as well. Defensive line, wherever, even offensive line help. They need some depth there. There are spots in this team that can be won in training camp by a young guy.
Absolutely. The one spot that's seemingly open right now is a spot in the secondary at safety after the Packers released Charles Woodson this offseason. Packers have a couple guys, a couple young guys, Jerron McMillan, he was a rookie last year. They have M.D. Jennings, but neither of those guys played so well that they're the absolutely unquestioned starter at safety. So the Packers could go after that position in the early rounds of the draft, and that guy could end up becoming a starter. A couple names out there would be Kenny Vaccaro of Texas, Jonathan Cyprin of Florida International. They're some of the top safety prospects. I don't know if they reach the Packers at 26 in round one, but it's possible one of them could drop.
Hey, Brian, let our listeners know what's going on with your draft guide, because we've got a copy of it here. It's beautiful. It's 107, 108, 109 pages. It's ridiculous what you guys have put together over at CheeseheadTV.com.
Yeah, thank you. If you go to CheeseheadTV.com, there's a widget on the right-hand side of the page, Monty Ball's picture. You can't miss it there. You can order it. What it is a digital draft guide. You look at it on your laptop, your tablet, whatever it is. You download it, and it's specifically catered to Packer fans. We break down prospects, how they fit into the Packers' 3-4 defense. I don't think a lot of draft guides out there do that, how the defensive linemen fit into that 3-4, those outside linebackers. So we think we're really unique in that regard. And, yeah, it's over 100 pages advertising free. We think it's a really good value to Packer fans.
How much is the guide for those that want to pick it up online?
$6.99, probably the same price of an extra value meal at McDonald's. So save yourself the calories for a day. go pick up a draft guide and you'll be smarter for it.
$7.99 $7. It's less than a 12 pack.
That's a book right there that you're sending out. That's a deal, man. It's a good thing.
$7, Packer fans.
Yeah, and you really do a great job. And you know, I think the key in this thing is too, Brian, you target it toward the Packer fan.
Exactly. Yeah, it's specifically catered to Packer fans. We have articles in there breaking down the Packers roster, seeing how these new draft choices will fit into the team, things like that. Ted Thompson's draft history, mock drafts, you name it, we've got it.
It's CheeseheadTV.com. Check out, it's on the right-hand side, their upcoming NFL draft guide 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the NFL draft. Unbelievable. Hey, Brian, really appreciate the time so much. Again, we'll get you on, I'm sure, before we get to the NFL draft and the day of the draft. Easy for me to say. We'll get you on before the day of the draft, and the Packers select at 26, and I'm sure we'll all either praise or bash day one's pick the following day. Thanks so much for the time.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Check out the draft guide now. Again, $6.99. That is one hell of a deal. Again, CheeseheadTV.com. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Brian Caribou. You can do that right now. And he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com or call 888-485-4400 for today's 30-year 3.39% APR mortgage. Restrictions apply and rates can change at any time. Great Midwest Bank, since 1935, simply local.
I think me, you, and Caribou ought to go for a night out of town in Beaver Dam.
How many bars are there in Beaver Dam?
Oh, there's got a ton of them.
Really?
Oh, there's
would I fit in well in Beaver Dam?
You remind me of somebody with Beaver Dam. Absolutely.
Am I?
We'd go to Ponderosa. I ate at Ponderosa, Mike, a couple of weeks ago in Beaver Dam.
Okay.
Oh, Roberts would be rolling over in his grave if he was in one. Oh, my God, it was terrible.
So you, me, Brian Caribou from Cheesehead TV.
Yes.
Going to Ponderosa.
To Ponderosa.
In Beaver Dam.
Yes.
This is how a horror movie starts.
And then they'll hit a couple of places in Beaver Dam. Actually, I like Beaver Dam. It's just your typical small town. Going nowhere type of small town. Yeah.
Going nowhere?
Going nowhere fast, yeah.
Wow. And you tell me not to rip on Lomira.
But you know what? I'm from that area, so I could tell you.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Gotcha.
Those people hate it when I talk that way anyway. I mean, Lomira's going anywhere. Nowhere. Like, Lomira's going anywhere. Yeah.